Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to another episode of Goes Without Saying. If you're new here, it's not welcome back at all. It's a good luck and get ready for a really bizarre and, I mean, the biggest conversation we've had in weeks, right?
The most triggering thing I've ever experienced.
Yeah. I'm going to brief you by saying this is not an A-level politics lecture. This is not Literature Unpack Seminar 01 for Dummies. This is two friends having a laugh, being ridiculous, being offensive, being problematic, getting cancelled. If you're in for that, stay tuned. If you're scared of that, you suck.
Go fuck yourself.
I think this is a good episode and I think you'll really enjoy it, and I hope you do, and I hope you're having a great day.
Same. So, ditto to all of that, you know.
Okay, first of all, school time. Have you done your homework, Missy?
I have completed my homework, yeah. Have you?
I have, kind of. This is actually giving me flashbacks.
I know on your face that you haven't done it, so you're getting a detention.
Were you good with homework at school?
No.
No, neither.
Absolutely not. Never did it. I was always like, I forgot it. And I don't know why I thought they believed I forgot it. Like half the class, but I forgot it. So dumb.
I used to do quite bizarre things, quite manipulative actually, real little Libra vibe. I used to kind of walk over and like walk over to the pile, or I'd like take the persons next to me.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, you've lost my homework, sad face to the teacher. Kind of make them feel really awful.
Gaslighting.
Yeah, honestly.
I used to like start crying a lot to get out of things. Like I used to cry to get out of PE, and I was always kind of that kid that was like, I'm really sorry, but I don't have my homework. Sort of like, you didn't do it. You watched Made in Chelsea last night. You didn't do it on purpose. You knew this would happen.
Well, if you're listening to this confused, which you probably are
anyway. Yeah.
But the homework this week, what we said last week was based on the convo about connection and isolation and loneliness, we would all reach out, send a text that we've been meaning to text for a long time, send a text that we've been meaning to sext, I said, which it's fine if you did that, but that's not what I meant.
Send that sext, send that nude. You can do it, guys.
Yeah, and just kind of text someone, message someone that you've been putting off for a while. How did yours go?
Well, I thought we were going to do yours first because I feel like you haven't done it.
Okay, let's do mine first. So I thought straight away, I know exactly who I'm going to message.
I love that. Who was it?
It was my cousin. I thought, my cousin is literally, he's like the love of my life. You'd never know because I don't ever talk to him. Like kind of he'll message me and I'll reply like 2 months later. Like I'm bad. I'm a real wanker. Anyway, so I was like, I know straight away who I'm going to message him. I know that he moved recently, moving during COVID, that's stressful, etc. I was like, I'm going to message him. I'm going to be really, really nice.
I also need you to talk to him because doesn't he have the contacts of a tarot reader that I want to meet?
He does. Yeah, he does. You're so right. He's the one who kind of would walk into someone's house and be like, look in the cupboard and kind of sit with it for half an hour, like dispelling the spirit, the darkness.
Wow. Like, yeah. So he's cool.
I mean, you can tell why I love him. Yeah, I'm like, I mean, I would hope I would love him anyway, but so I was like, I know straight away who I'm going to message. And then like Monday happened and then Tuesday happened.
I agree. Same. I did mine yesterday.
Yeah. And then I didn't look, he wasn't who I messaged. I still haven't messaged him. Kind of 10 minutes before we like started recording this, I was like, fuck, should I quickly message him now? And I was like, fuck it, I'll just message him after this. And I promise I will. I did message somebody else though last night.
Oh, nice.
I messaged my friend and I said, hey, how's it going? You know, just thinking of you. I'm still waiting for a response.
Same. That's the gutting bit of you spend this whole time putting the thing in and then you get nothing back.
Nothing back.
Yeah.
How did yours go then? Take it away. Because you sent quite a heartfelt message, right?
I sent a heartfelt message, but I had quite grand plans, I would say.
Yeah. Well, you would, wouldn't you, Capricorn?
Yeah. I set high expectations and...
This is going to be the best message of all time.
Yeah, but I was like, okay, I'm going to walk to someone's house and put a letter through their door.
This is what I knew I was competing with, by the way. This is why I was putting off messaging my cousin, because I just thought, fuck, it's never going to be good enough.
Yeah, but also that's what I knew I was competing against and would never succeed to my grand plans. But okay, I'm going to write a letter, go to someone's house, put it through their letterbox. Beautiful. Didn't do any of that again. Monday came, Tuesday came, Wednesday came, Thursday came. Today it's Thursday. It's 9 a.m. And I thought, fuck, I haven't done anything. I'll throw it back to the morning. I was walking my dog, Otto.
Yesterday morning.
And I was walking him around the town yesterday morning and I was listening to music. On through my headphones came a song by a YouTuber that I love. There is a YouTuber slash kind of Instagram person that I have been following, I realized, for 5 years of my life. She's also a musician. She's actually really cool. She's from Vancouver. Her name is Hayley Blaze. Yeah. If anyone listens to her, I don't know. I just realized that I literally consume so much content from her over the years, have literally been listening to her music, which I really like.
Oh, I love where this is going. Oh, well, no wonder you're awaiting a response. Sorry, carry on, carry on.
Like, she hasn't got back to me.
I messaged Oprah Winfrey.
No, because she's not like, she hasn't got like millions of subscribers. I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on her Instagram now. She's got 30,000 followers. So I'm thinking, okay, come on, Hayley. And I really love her. Like, I really feel like I know her. She's in a very kind of arty world. Like, I really love her kind of, her whole vibe is very kind of like, I guess it's quite indie, but it's quite cool. And I think having this podcast has made me realize that I consume a lot of content for free. I've been watching her for 4 years. Before I went to uni, so maybe even 5 years.
And never said a word.
I never said a word to her, never commented, probably liked a few of her videos, liked the photos, but never said a word.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, silent witness. So I messaged her.
I actually completely agree with you, though. I think doing this makes you realise...
how much you use people.
You just take it... Yeah, you honestly big fat user.
Take.
I just take it for granted. Yeah, take. Honestly, it's all I do.
So I messaged her. If you don't follow her, Hayley Blaze, she's really cool. Her name on Instagram is HBlazeSource.
Stunning.
So I said, hey, Hayley, just wanted to let you know that I've literally been watching your channel / following you for about 4 years now. I did make a typo. And realised that I've never left you a comment / messaged you to tell you how amazing you are. Was walking my dog today and Severance Pay, her song, started playing. So I felt compelled to say that I love your music and all your videos. Just wanted to say thank you in capitals for all the content I have consumed of yours over the years. Ha 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 ha.
So true.
And I'm glad I did it.
So true, right?
I've honestly been silently following this girl's life for years and years and years of my life and never said a word.
Yeah.
And she's really cool and she actually deserves such a bigger following than she already has. So if you don't follow her, Hayley Blaze, she's really cool.
Oh, this is so wholesome.
I know.
Out of the Libra and the Capricorn, you would count on the Capricorn to do the homework quite nicely and the Libra to kind of be such a perfectionist that she wouldn't even start it and then just forget about it.
Yeah, but mine is like, honestly, typo city.
Yeah, that's gorgeous. That's really nice. I hope she does reply, but if not, you've done a good deed anyway. That's lovely. Now, should we get into why men are fucking shit?
Yes, let's do it. One of the things I wanted to start talking about, I wanted to just jump in with my anger for this because...
Let it all out.
Again, I just want to emphasize that if you know me in real life, I just don't owe you answers. Like, don't come and question me on this. So, because I know the men in my life, well...
They're your biggest fans. To be honest, they can't get enough of you.
No, they can't, but...
And by proxy, they can't get enough of me. So I'm here to say, leave us both alone.
Literally that. I wanted to... Some of the polls did just irritate my nuts. Okay, yeah. So
we did polls on the story. If you're new here, we do polls on the story.
People vote.
To kind of lube you up and get you ready for the convo that will come the following week.
Wet the whistle.
We wet the whistle and we ask you all of your thoughts on a certain topic, broad or teensy tiny.
So one of the first ones was just like, is I hate men a problematic statement? And I just saw a lot of men voting yes, it is actually problematic. I just thought, fuck off.
I wasn't talking to you, babe.
But the one that really annoyed me, so there were loads and loads of polls, the one that really irritated me, do men hate women more than women hate men? Every single man that I fucking saw, absolutely, women hate men way more than men hate women. And it's like, stop raping us, give us equal pay then. Do you want to stop murdering us?
What's this? Do you feel really hated in your life? Do you walk around your life feeling really hated?
What's like, do you want to be a woman then? Do you want to switch places and see that you can't leave your house past 11 p.m. without fearing for your goddamn life?
Absolutely.
Really?
Funny story. I was walking down the street last night with my boyfriend. It was his birthday yesterday. And walking down the street in Vauxhall, there were two people in front of us, two women and me, myself, and my boyfriend walking kind of behind me from the view of a car driving past. Beep, 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 beeps galore. And I was kind of, just like rolled my eyes, kind of like bizarre. Anyway, I was kind of mid-convo, so I was like,
whatever, yeah.
You know, don't disrupt my flow. And Jack was like, I'm sure he just saw three girls, like didn't see me behind you and was beeping you all.
Yeah.
And I was going, oh, does that make you angry? Does it? Does that make you angry? He was like, he was actually really annoyed. And it was, to be honest, really nice. And this is why also the whole thing of men are trash. It's like, listen, I've got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I love so many men, but men are trash. I hate men as concepts. Deserve to be there to be interrogated. We'll get into it.
Okay, so someone raised quite an interesting point about black people saying white people are trash. As a white person, you're going to sit there and go, actually, white people are trash is a really problematic statement. No, it's not a fucking problematic statement because, collectively, white supremacy, white kind of power is hugely trash.
Well, it's kind of, well, you would say that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You say, it's problematic because it's offensive to me. But it's like, but they're not being racist to you. They're just making you a little bit uncomfortable. You're just finding it to be a little bit unkind. It's like, it's not discriminative. It's not racist. It's not prejudice. It's not oppressive. It's just a little bit mean.
You still systemically have the power.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, you're just a little bit sad.
You can sit there going, actually, men are trash is really problematic. Yeah, but so you're still getting paid more. You still don't have to wear makeup every day to be sort of palatable. You don't have to fear for your life. No.
So you were annoyed by the men saying
that women hate men, because definitely the discourse recently, like in popular culture, has sort of, the balance has come back to women kind of reclaiming a bit of power by going men are trash and like having a little joke about their own oppression. And then I find it funny that men have interpreted that to be like, women just hate men so much, but men, they don't hate women. Men want women to have the power.
We don't have rights anymore.
Men just want things to be equal. No, you don't want us to be fucking equal, or you'd give us the power. You can't. I can't bear it.
It's the classic equality feels like oppression to those that are used to privilege.
Exactly that, yeah. They've been called trash once and they're like, oh, you hate us. It's like, for good reason.
And for good reason.
It's not about individuals, because we got one message. I feel like I've come in with anger because, I mean, we have received many irritating messages.
I know the message you're going to say, and I was actually really triggered.
Yeah.
Coming off of the back of the last episode where I was kind of crying my eyes out. I just think sometimes you go through ways where what people say really affects you. And I know it's like, I'm not in control of what other people are saying, but God, I was triggered by everyone's responses. Yeah, because it's just suddenly like, God, I've got notifications to my phone about thoughts on patriarchy, which makes perfect sense because that's what I'm serving to the world every day. So rightly so, it would come back to me, but it's just sends you insane, right?
Yeah, it's like they would send them here. Makes sense. We kind of asked for them. It's kind of triggering on two levels, because the amazing ones that say, yeah, I fucking agree with you and this is so unfair, and the ones that are unfair and the horrific saying, actually, you fucking hate men because you're a bitter cunt. It's like, no, you idiot, get out of my phone. We got one particular one that was, I mean, triggering me till the cows come home. Like, I honestly can't even bear it. From someone that we vaguely know, and they were saying that it's about the individual. It's not kind of, not all, it basically, he was saying loudly, not all men. It's about the individual. It's not about men, women. It's not about gender. And it's like, how can you say with a straight face that this is not about gender? How can you say that, oh, it's about the individual, some men are good, some men are bad? No, everyone on the entire planet is infused with patriarchy, white supremacy, capitalist ideologies. It's not about the individual. It's about a complete system that people can play into in different ways. It's not about fucking individuals. It's about systemic power. We should have been taught this in school.
Patriarchy is about gender, and patriarchy, as you say, is infused in all of us in the same way that when you're discussing men are trash, white people are this, etc., etc. Yeah, it's not all men, it's not all white people, for example, but it is every single human being that has been informed and indoctrinated into this really bizarre and disgusting way of life and way of understanding the world and way of understanding themselves within the world.
Yeah.
How could it not be all of us? It's just as much not all men as it is all women.
Exactly. It's completely all women, and we all hold it up in our own ways, i.e. the fact that I'm sitting here with mascara on, that is upholding a certain element of the patriarchy.
Or kind of, well, we've spoken about internalized misogyny in so many ways.
Many times. I mean, we've spoken about I'm not like other girls.
There we go.
There was an amazing article that I literally, for my prep for this, I just googled men are trash, saw what came up. Just so happened, number one article written by my queen, who I have mentioned on the podcast before, Salma Elwadani, who's a poet. But there was a point that she wrote, I've actually screenshotted loads of bits of the article that I'm sure I will read at some point. Maybe who knows, we prep weird shit for those things. But there was a bit where she said, like, whereas girls hopped out of the womb and were wrapped in a pink blanket, and boys jumped out of the womb and were wrapped in a blue blanket, how can you say that this wasn't infused throughout your entire life and that this didn't affect you and it's not all men, when she didn't write this, but I had an amazing lecture once, or a seminar.
She didn't write this, but I'm going to make her point so much better.
This is actually one of my teachers at uni's points, one of my lecturer's points. And
what she should have said was...
What she should have said. I was watching it once in a seminar, and I just think this sums it up perfectly. This lecturer was showing the differences of how men and women are taught to view themselves. She was showing these kids' mirrors. You know, like in a playroom, kids would have like their little mirrors that have little pictures on. The girls' one said like kind of Jessica above the top, and it would be pictures of fairies and pictures of princesses and all this stuff as you're viewing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So the boys' one would be a picture of like his name, Ben, and then pictures of builders, trucks, planes, and it's like the
astronaut.
And it's just like, it's the idea of male and female toys, but your mirror is even more, because it's like, okay, you're viewing yourself and you're viewing these things feeding back to you. It's like, how can you say that this didn't feed into your life and it's not all men, it is you.
Yeah. Okay, I wanted to read this point. I literally replied to this person. I was like, this is my favorite thing I've ever read, so I'm just gonna read it out word for word. The question was if the phrase is problematic or not, and they replied saying, it's an abrasive phrase, yes. And I agree, it's an abrasive phrase, yes.
It's purposely kind of controversial.
It's provocative.
Yeah, for sure.
Continued, but it's only problematic to the men/people who automatically pull out the not all men card.
Mm, I've seen a few of them recently.
And cannot or refuse to acknowledge that it is a sentiment directed to the societal, cultural, internalized misogyny and sexism perpetuated by the patriarchy. I'm kind of the teacher in Raven. That's a Raven. I'm kind of spitting on all of you.
I was thinking you're kind of Professor Quirrell. You're kind of like Potter.
Yeah. Not that you need it, hey, Potter.
Right. Not that you need it, hey.
He's a frightfully fascinating subject.
He's like, a troll in the dungeons. Thought you ought to know.
Thought you ought to know. Right, here we go. It is a sentiment directed to the societal, cultural, internalized misogyny and sexism perpetuated by the patriarchal structure that is the basis of the entire world we live in.
Yeah.
Now I know all of your boyfriends aren't listening anymore, Seffi.
Yeah. All of my boyfriends is funny. Yeah. Number 1, 2, 3, and 4. Off you go.
Boyfriend one. Okay, men who let other men get away with the stuff not all men, quote unquote, carry out, are just as complicit. Hence why the statement is not problematic if you are not part of the problem and can see how the statement, men are trash, is resonating with the majority of women, or at least the majority of women on our very small sample size that we have going on in the story. This bit I particularly loved. People don't like to feel uncomfortable when they are forced to face their own complacency.
Is that Ozzy going in the background?
Oh God, can you hear him? Sorry, sorry.
He's
guys.
Honestly shouting, not all men, not all men.
Literally.
He's going mental. It's about the individual. It's not about a system.
Feminazis. Bark. We're sorry if you can hear that. This is a beautiful message complemented by the dulcet tones of Ozzy's bark. There's not really much I can do. Everyone else in the house is ignoring him. Men are trash.
Do they know we run a podcast? How rude.
Jack did say to me a few months ago, he was like, every time you record, you kill a songbird for 2 hours.
Wait, what does that
mean?
I always
say he can't sing. Right, I'm just going to carry on. With or without you, Ozzy. People don't like to feel uncomfortable when they are forced to face their own complacency. I just find that stunning. It's hard to deal with being uncomfortable when you are in a position of privilege. The same as people who say all lives matter to an extent, if you will allow me to make a generalized analogy. I will. It's easier to be worked up and get mad about it and make it personal than it is to find the courage to be a part of a solution.
Stunning. Stunning.
So stunning. It's like, did you write that in your notes before you sent it? Please say yes, otherwise I'll feel really inferior.
Literally.
Really stunning, right?
Yeah, should we have her as a guest? Like, that is so... That says it better than we ever could.
Well, I just said off the record, off mic, off the pod, I just said we could easily write down and script this out. I would make a good point, Seth would make a good point back, I'll make a good point, she'll make a good point back. And that would be great and it would be a beautiful lecture. But as we said, this is not what that's going
to
be.
I do not come to a podcast for a lecture. I come for a kind of flawed chat and kind of a dog barking in the background. That's what I want.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I just thought that this in particular raised a good point. To me, this whole conversation is suffragists, suffragettes.
Yeah.
It's like, which way are we going to do this? And the problem that I see with that is, when taking it back, as she said, it's an abrasive phrase, yes, but it's only problematic to the men and people who automatically pull out the not all men card and cannot or refuse to acknowledge that it's a sentiment directed to society and not personal. Because I completely understand why we had so many messages saying it's not productive, it's not gonna be useful to reason with men, it's not gonna be useful to reason with people who aren't within this kind of small feminist world that you and I are functioning with. And I agree with that, and I see how you could get to that point. And I've been at that point before and thought so many ways about what's the most productive way to mobilize a revolution, but actually, why is my feminism being geared towards making men more comfortable? That's the final straw for me. That's where it all comes back down to, is my feminism really feminism if I'm just worried about what will make the men happier when I perform it?
Yeah, and will make them say, oh yeah, well, you're not trash, baby. It's like, actually, no, we all are. We've all internalized bullshit.
Yeah, and me too.
Completely, I'm trash. I think it's so true that it's got the same ring to it. The not all men, it's about the individual, not a system, whatever you want to say, however you want to spin that line, has the same energy of all lives matter.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's the same defense of, what do you mean? No, it's like, actually just fucking think. Use your brain. It's not about you.
Yeah. Well, it is the same energy as rejecting Black Lives Matter Because how could it not be? Because it comes from that same place, the same place of fear.
And defense. It's like on the defense. It's like, how dare you come to me and say that I'm going to throw this back because I'm scared?
Absolutely. But it is in all of us, in the same way that kind of you grow up saying that blue is your favorite color, not pink, because you're not like other girls, et cetera, et cetera. And it's that doesn't mean that I'm a man and I'm trash. It just means all of us have internalized patriarchy in some way and will continue to carry it out until we have conversations like this that interrogate hating men, for example. It reminded me, and again, of another amazing message that we got from someone that I'm going to read. The question was, do men hate women more than women hate men?
Which was the triggering one.
Which was quite triggering. And this person just replied saying, women hate women more than men hate women. And honestly, I'm shivering. It's like, yeah, to be honest, take me and flip me over, turn it how the turntables. Literally that. Yeah, honestly, women hate women more than anyone else hates women. Women hate women first. But how could they not? And it's the same way that the discourse around, and I'm putting this in massive quote marks, black on black crime, or kind of Doja Cat being anti-black, for example, and all of the ways that you see black people or people of colour uphold white supremacy indirectly or directly. Because we've all been raised to want to fit into the moulds of patriarchy and white supremacy and class and all of those things that we think will help us survive. It's like, yeah, if that's going to make me more attractive to you, I'll hate women too. Absolutely. Fuck those women. Fuck those bitches. Pick me.
I still think men hate women more than women hate women.
No, I agree.
If you look at sort of, for example, murder, rape, these are things that to me symbolise a systemic hatred, a systemic belief that you are superior.
Mm-hmm.
Women aren't murdering other women in the same way, and women aren't murdering other men in the same way that men are systemically, globally murdering women.
Yeah, but I think that's also to do with the way that we raise women to sit in front of a mirror with a fairy, and we raise men to sit in front of a mirror with a hammer.
With a tank.
It's kind of, yeah, you're raising men to be more violent, and that violent comes out in other ways, whereas we grew up being very, like, communicatively violent, like, very, also very British, kind of the internalised, institutionalised, yeah, the passive, internalised kind of the racism that you hope goes under the radar, those sorts of things. It's like our aggression to minorities and women and all of those things, not as direct as putting on a MAGA hat and saying all lives matter, for example.
Well, it's like if you think that a little girl's raised with a Barbie, a man is raised with a literal action man, an army man.
Yeah.
There was a fucking stat, I literally don't know where this was, it's somewhere in my screenshots. I think the number is 3%, but it could be, give or take a few numbers maybe. But it was that 3% of UK citizens associate the word kindness with masculinity. And it's like, there we go then, men are not mm-hmm. bred, essentially, are not taught to be kind, nurturing, any of the things that you would associate with femininity. You're really going to sit there and say, oh no, we're not trash. No one thinks you're kind. As a gender, bred to be kind.
97% of people do not associate kindness with you.
But it's fucking true. It's like, okay, so it's not your fault. You were told to do this. You're performing this image of like brutish masculinity. It's like, that's trash. Not you individually. The system is fucking trash.
Yeah.
A little kid playing with a fucking action man, army man is trash. Why have we done that? It's not your fault, but you're now performing that. And that does end in sort of domestic abuse,
yeah.
Gender pay gaps, catcalling, all of the things we talk about.
Yeah. Then calls the question, okay, then how do we move past this? Because the sooner we can move past this silly thing of, I'm not trash, oh shit, okay, but I am part of a system that is trash. The sooner we can accept that and get to that point, then surely the better. But it's how do we do that? And that is where I understand people being like, but this isn't productive.
Completely.
But again, then I'm like, okay, well, if this conversation isn't productive, what? I'm supposed to be productive in my oppression, am I? I'm supposed to be considerate in my oppression.
Yeah.
Even when I'm oppressed, I still have to be kind and quiet.
And palatable.
I'm not allowed to make a joke.
Yeah.
Well, this is also a question that I did that, dare I say so myself, I loved it, was, do we police women's feminism more than we police men's misogyny?
Yes, definitely.
Yes, right? 88% said yes. Thousands said yes. Thousands! And I said at the bottom, I know people are triggered at this one. Surely we... So how could we not police the way that women are feminists more than the way that we police men for their misogyny? It shouldn't be so risky for us to be making a podcast saying men are trash, I hate men. If we didn't police women's feminism that much, this wouldn't be controversial.
Yeah, why are feminists globally hated and misogynists? I mean, there's one as fucking president. It's ridiculous. How on earth?
Yeah.
So there was one, well, there were so many things that we loved in the stories, but this one stood out to both of us. I think we both screenshotted this one. Yeah, which we never do. We always seem to find different things, but this one we both have like highlighted, screenshot, sent around the world, and now we're going to read it out.
Printed it out and stuck it on my bedside table.
Framed it, you know, tattooed it on my bum. You know, we've got it everywhere.
She's saying, I hate men. Men are trash. It is empowering.
So she says, it is empowering. We've spent too long pandering to men when they kill and rape us daily.
I knew you'd like that bit.
I love that because it's fucking true. Let's get the stats out. Mm-hmm. Let's watch the men go, it's about the individual. Let's watch them squirm. She didn't say it, that's me. I'm riffing off her. She said, also, it refers to the hegemonic man and the way men are conditioned. Patriarchy is trash. Women have had their power taken away them since birth. The absolutism of the statement is strong and powerful. Women are inherently oppressed, so relationally, that's kind of diagonally.
So in relation, you could say.
Relationally. Statements like this are in a way punching up. If men were to say it, they'd be punching down. Excuse my sadly too appropriate metaphor, ha ha ha. And let's take a moment of silence.
Kind of, can you come move in with me?
You are stunning. Like, that was so... I love the ending.
Like, kind of, should we take a bath together?
Do you want to come over, like, rub my feet?
Do you want to go to Paris?
Do you want to go to Paris? I just see us eating croissants.
Are you free this weekend?
Trips across the Seine.
Yeah, take it away.
I love that she said that statement is punching up rather than punching down. It's like when people say, oh yeah, well, reverse sexism, reverse racism. It's like, that obviously doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. A man saying women are trash is not the same as a woman saying men are trash, because you're punching up. You're going up the system and saying you're trash, whereas they would be going down.
Well, it's kind of a woman in poverty in Britain saying fuck Boris Johnson. It's like, yeah, that's not very nice. It's a little bit mean.
Oh, no,
in relation to the grand scheme of things in the world. Mm. Doesn't matter. I'm too right she should be saying that.
Because he's starving her children to death. Like, he's not.
There we go.
Whereas Boris Johnson saying fuck the woman.
Fuck that woman in poverty, which I can almost guarantee that is what he's saying. Behind closed doors, if he's saying certain things on camera.
Yeah, he's got the power, so it's completely different. A white person saying black people are trash and a black person saying white people are trash, it's completely obviously different. So yeah. It's literally worlds apart.
Yeah.
If you say the reverse racism, reverse sexism, if you say that exists, you honestly need to read a fucking book and the news.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of the thing. I think the problem isn't the statement. I think the problem is the people that just can't get that. Do you know what I mean? I think the problem isn't that these statements are too provocative or too aggressive or too abrasive. I think it's, the problem isn't with them. The problem is with the audience that can't hack it.
Exactly. Exactly that. It's like, would you rather, which end would you rather be on? The privileged end that's having an abrasive statement said about you, or the oppressed end?
Yeah, you can't leave your house. I mean, now in England, it gets dark at 4 p.m. So what? I can't go out at 6 p.m. for a walk. And I'm not being dramatic, I fully can't. I'm literally fearing for my life, yeah.
Same. I did this the other day. I went for a walk. It was probably about 7, so it was pitch black. Started walking with my dog, and I was like, okay, fuck it, this is going to be... I honestly wasn't thinking about my life at this point. I was just thinking, okay, I'm going to walk my dog. I'm a brave, strong girl, I can do this. Walking, walking, walking. What happens? Man in a white van stops at the other side of the road, crosses over the road, and I had to literally leg it.
Yeah.
He literally crossed over the road to come and talk to me, I guess. Okay, so was that a life-risking scenario? I don't know, but I'm not going to stay to find out.
Yeah, literally that. And the same with me walking through Pimlico last night. It's like, Jack, the security that I felt with my boyfriend being there...
is huge.
...is massive, because it just allowed me to just... Yeah, and it's the same way that a man will only listen to you when you say no, if you say, oh, sorry, I've got a boyfriend, because it just makes more sense for you to be somebody else's property and you've already been taken by somebody else, by another man, rather than you just having your own right to say no.
Yeah, they can only respect another man. Oh, so ridiculous, isn't it? It actually makes me, to be honest, I don't know whether to scream, cry, or kind of just like start manically laughing. Like, it's just sort of like, I don't know what to do.
We did. I was really actually quite triggered by a lot of the responses. We've built kind of the most beautiful echo chamber, which is obviously really dangerous and like really kind of ridiculous, really. But that day that we put these up and that it was really kind of kicking off in the DMs, in the response box, everywhere.
Which is amazing. Like, I love every message.
Yeah, but it really felt like, kind of get the microscope out, like you're under a lens now.
Or it just felt like, oh, actually, we decided on this topic. Brilliant. Let's go in. I was a bit nervous because it's a bit like, oh God, this is a heavy topic. I don't really know if I'm equipped. Like, let me read 3 books and then I can do it. But it's kind of like being hit in one evening with everyone's thoughts on this stuff is like amazing. But also like, fuck, the world is so bleak. Like, I'm actually just like watching Scream 3 with my brother and suddenly I'm like, ah, the world is ending.
Well, I think we realised that the page wasn't as safe as we thought.
Yeah, definitely. I also just think it's really triggering to see people from your life that follow the page that I know in real life voting that they think that women hate men more than men hate women. And it's like, are you voting politically like that as well, because you're oppressing yourself?
Well, it's just kind of okay, so when we're kind of chatting at the pub, is that what you're thinking? You've got a lot of built up resentment, do you?
Yeah, you think I'm a crazy fucking feminist.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're feminists for good reason, because this is the system's fucked. We haven't blown this out of proportion. It's not like we're saying, oh my God, men are raping women all over the place and they're not.
Yeah. Made it up.
And they're not doing that. We made it up. Figment of my imagination.
Mm-hmm.
But no, why did Brock Turner get 3 months in fucking jail or whatever if this isn't real?
Been in quarantine far longer than he.
Than Brock Turner spent in jail. I'm sorry.
He was put away. Yeah.
How can you be a functioning member of this society and not see that men hate women more than women hate men?
The symptoms of misogyny are so expansive versus symptoms of misandry. Because I can say, yeah, men are trash, and I can also say, this man that I love isn't trash. However, when he behaves in the way that he has been raised in a controversial or problematic way, or in a patriarchal behaviours, I will absolutely begin a conversation and steer us both toward whatever kind of scraps of rejecting patriarchy that we can.
Yeah.
Because it's just way too simplistic to just say, oh, you get good and bad in everyone, oh, let's leave it there. And it's like, well, what's that doing for the world? Where has that got us so far? It's very kind of 90s, early 2000s, kind of colorblind, good and bad in everyone. Like, no, I'm not racist. No, I'm not homophobic. I just don't want to see it in my face.
In my face. Oh, get out of my fucking face, you cunt.
That sort of narrative. And it's just like, you can't turn a blind eye to issues just because you think that they don't impact you, because patriarchy, class, race, all of those, sexuality, everything impacts everyone, all of us, because it creates the world that you have to function in. So it's like, oh, you want to live in a homophobic space, do you? You want to live in a racist place? You don't have a problem with that? Okay, so you're racist.
Yeah, you don't want to see it in your face, but you don't realize that straight culture is absolutely everywhere. Every movie you've ever watched, every fucking song, every bit of media you consume is straight culture.
The whole way that you navigate life, you walk into kind of Starbucks and think that a man is looking at you if you're a woman, and a woman is looking at you if you're a man.
I was just thinking then, it's with the phrase men are trash, if you break it down, it's actually just saying masculinity is trash. Femininity, it's actually not a debate about men, which makes it about the person or the individual. It's actually about the ways in which we perform masculinity and femininity are trash. Like, the traits of masculinity are trash.
I saw someone say it's not men are trash, it's patriarchy are trash. I still do think it is men are trash, though.
Yeah, it's because then you are individually performing it, so you're
yeah,
trash.
Yeah, because it is the man. The only thing I will say is it does kind of emphasise a really binary way of looking at things, but as such is the patriarchy. So what would we expect? Because kind of all of the questions on the story were kind of men versus women. Women, do you do this? Men, do you do this? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yes, that is incredibly binary. But what would we expect? We're discussing the patriarchy, which is incredibly and innately binary.
Yeah, completely. I feel bummed.
Getting fumed.
I feel actually bummed. I feel derped.
I wanted to, this unfortunately was not sent in by the amazing Slump Flower. I wish she was viewing our story and messaging.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
Just this amazing quote. She says, I aspire to be as terrifying as possible to men so that only the ones doing the work can enjoy the wonder of my existence.
Shivers.
And I just think, yeah, now that we've had a bit of a dance around all of the different ways in which this might be a problem and how it doesn't really matter and blah, 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 I think now we're at kind of the half of the podcast where we get quite kind of, well, fuck this. And I just think it's true. I think anyone doing the work would understand why you're kind of within your right to be like, yeah, men are trash, I hate men, blah, blah, blah. And then they can enjoy you. And the people who don't get it are obviously further back on their journey, and give them the time, and maybe they'll come with if they're lucky enough. And if not, then see you around, I guess.
It's kind of anyone in their right mind would understand why women are pissed off.
Yeah, and particularly black women. I get how it could inflate white feminism in the sense that...
Well, it's very flippant, isn't it? It's like, men are trash and I still have privilege.
And I also think, is it going to... This is actually quite an interesting idea. Is it going to feed into the kind of girl boss? Just like, make a sticker of it, put it on your laptop and go. It's quite sellable, right?
It does. It definitely does. Well, I think it's not actually something I personally say, because I think it does have that element of girl boss, which I find incredibly patronising, like incredibly problematic, kind of girl boss attitude.
Well, it's kind of, it's more of a capitalist statement than anything. It's just kind of put it in some big pink bubble writing and you've got yourself a £5 sale.
Kind of a mug that says feminist on.
Absolutely.
In what ways are you a feminist?
The female workers in Bangladesh making my mug, do they think that I'm a feminist, do they? When their ceiling is falling down on them, am I a feminist now?
When actually you're a white capitalist who also hates women and hates yourself.
Yeah. So I wonder actually, and I think in that way, all because I someone said it's just an accessible and kind of hilarious way, and as we've said on this podcast, to kind of joke about your own oppression and kind of appropriate it, which I also think is a part, another reason why men would hate it, because women aren't funny. Only men are allowed to be funny.
I've just never heard a female comedian that's funny. I've just never heard it.
Exactly. So I kind of think men just refuse to give a little chuckle at anything that women do anyway. But I do think if men are trash, I hate men could ever become something that is kind of on a yoga mat.
Oof, that's bleak.
Do you know what I mean? Those sorts of really brandable, quote unquote, feminist statements. Then I think, yeah, it's just a waste of time, isn't it?
They're said without any awareness. They're said with kind of, i.e. girl boss is said like, oh my God, girl boss. It's like female empowering stuff. It's like, in what way? In what way is saying girl boss and sort of placing a divide between a boss, which is presumed masculine, and a girl boss?
Because it's kind of Philip Green signing it off. That's his name, right? Philip Green? Topshop man, Mr. Topshop, is kind of signing off. Yep, yep, put all that stuff that says...
Black Lives Matter.
Pride on it. Yep, put all of that stuff that says girl boss on it. And it's like, let's capitalise on a revolution that does not serve me. And if anything, seeks to remove the exact privilege that I benefit from in this company and in this world.
We posted an amazing thing ages ago. This was, I mean, scrolls and scrolls down the feed. I honestly think we might have archived it by now. It was in one of our first ever... lines that we did, and it was kind of a picture of someone, a woman in a sweatshop, kind of sewing a top that says girl power or something.
I think it says fuck the patriarchy.
Fuck the patriarchy, and it's a woman sewing something in kind of a sweatshop, and it's like, actually, how dare white women be wearing clothes that say, or be buying a little sticker that says feminist, or a little, you know, men are trash, throw away so flippantly, whilst you are still on the upper end of privilege.
Let me actually find who that artist is, because it's also then you scroll to the next post and it's us being like, girl boss, girl boss. And yeah, I don't even know whose work that is that we've posted. And she spent hours doing that illustration. I don't know who did that drawing, do you?
No, haven't got a clue.
No, I have no idea, but I know that I love it. Smash the patriarchy. Odile Brie, illustrator. Just isn't it funny that we're so keen to whack kind of girl boss on something? Or like, yeah, like female fronted business, blah, blah, blah. But how often do any of us ever really root for or take much awareness of what other women are doing? Do you know what I mean? I think we do it when it works for us and when it's convenient, but how often do we go out of our way? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, completely. I completely agree. It's so easy to just be saying, oh my God.
I'll wear the Smash the Patriarchy t-shirt instead because that's easier.
Or even bigger statements like, I'm an intersectional feminist. It's like, in what ways are you intersectional? In what ways do you understand intersectionality as a concept? Which ways do you engage with intersectional feminists? Like, it's larger than just kind of, I mean, girl boss is just absolute eye roll instantly.
That's kind of the epitome of just a guise idiots. Of something, of smoothing of things idiots. Over and under the, lift the rug up and it's just a big mess under there.
And it's just a load of white capitalists, white women that just want to be the next kind of fucking Elon Musk. It's just bleak. I mean, even if you take it even larger, it's like, in what ways we're everyone engaging with this podcast, us two, everyone here, everyone, Harry, I speak directly to you, is an intelligent person that wants to help kind of be a part of the solution of the world. In what ways are we really engaging with our own privileged intersectionality, all of these things? I mean, putting like, I'm just a feminist, is like, is it really good enough? No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I mean, I think maybe we should wrap there.
Yeah, I think we should wrap.
Before we get cancelled for saying something, before going too far. I think our focus for the next week, just to make sure that we're just continuing to not be cunts around here, right?
Yeah.
As much as possible, obviously, within reason. There's only so much I can do. But
our homework, if you will.
Yeah, our homework, if you will, I think would be a good idea to support a woman in some way.
Yeah.
Support kind of the girl in the ear below who just started a cupcake business. If you can't afford to buy them, put it on your story or buy the Slumflowers book. Or promote someone to your friend that you are a big fan of, someone's work that you, do you know what I mean? Do what Seffi did and let someone know that you've been loving, I mean, I hate to say us, but I think instead of, I mean, if men are trash, discourse isn't productive, let's have a productive week and make sure that all of the shit that we're talking about when we say we hate men is balanced out by all of the amazing things that we're doing for our peer women.
If men hate women, we can't be thinking that women hate women more than men hate women. We've got to cancel that out. Yeah. Fuck that, no.
Anyone who isn't a man, do something to support them.
Help them out, make their life a bit easier. That put that message out, women supporting women.
I will be waiting.
Yeah, I'll be waiting here. Send flowers, letters.
Our door is always open. Lilies are preferred. No. Okay, ready? Shall we go?
Yeah, speak to you all later.
See you in Paris, baby.
Oh my God, see you in Paris.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.